Good records management is not only required by law for federal agencies, it's also a great way to cut costs and improve performance. Even in the electronic era, agencies still generate a lot of paper. Someone who spans both eras is Jim Williams, longtime federal IT and acquisition executive, and now a consultant. I asked him, how come records management sometimes seems mired in the 1980s?
Well, I think it's always been a function that's really been overlooked, and it's really been, oh, there's that facilities manager who somewhere down below, he has a records manager. And, you know, before it was just paper files and people stacked them around their desk, and nobody really paid any attention to it like they should have. They paid more attention to what are those permanent presidential records. But records management is very important, and it becomes more important as OMB has put out memos to first freeze the federal footprint and then reduce the federal footprint. But in many agencies, 35% of their space is taken up with files, paper files.
Even to this day.
Even to this day in very expensive, high-rent locations. When you have people teleworking and doing things more in the 21st century, what you really want to do is leverage the best practices in the private sector and really have a strategy for both your paper records and your electronic records and move that into the 21st century.
Now, you spent a lot of time in the cybersecurity industry, and you were concerned with cybersecurity at the different agencies you were at, Treasury, GSA, IRS, and so on, also in the DOD services. And so it seems like cybersecurity has got to be much more tied closely to record management than it was because of what we've seen happen to federal records that get purloined that are electronic.
Well, I think the word really is security. And what you want with your records is not only to protect them from a cybersecurity standpoint, but where they're paper records. You want to protect them from somebody trying to take them away and do something with them. Obviously, you can get a lot more information if they're in electronic format. But what you really want is to get your records in a way that they are well managed, they are accessible, they are preserved as long as they should be, and they're secure, all of those things.
And it doesn't seem like there's a lot of automation around yet to really do that, probably given the complexity of federal records management, the topic.
Well, there really isn't, and there's really the dichotomy between the paper records and the electronic records. And as people move to things like the IRS moving to electronic filing, they're getting more and more coming in electronically. But they still have a whole lot of paper, as does USCIS, Patent and Trademark Office, all these organizations. And what they really need is a strategy for managing their records better and paying attention to the OMB mandates to be able to manage all of their email in electronic format by the end of this year and then manage all of their permanent electronic records in an electronic format by 2019, the end of 2019. And those are important deadlines. And what it really means is agencies need a strategy, they need to step up, but they can also meet those goals of not only lowering their footprint, facilitating a move to a digital world, but they can also save a lot of money by taking advantage of, you know, the private sector facilities.
It seems like the cloud is the way to go for long-term records because federal agencies do have different levels, as you alluded to, of how long they have to keep records, some a few months, some for in a few years, some in perpetuity.
Well, I think the cloud is actually a great example, Tom, because you look at where we were, you know, 5 years ago, everybody wanted to build their own brick-and-mortar data center. Now we understand the economics around that are not sustainable. Agencies aren't going to get capital expenditure money anymore, so they should be taking of this pay by the service, like pay by the cloud. The same exact thing applies in records management, whether you're storing electronic records in the cloud or whether you're storing paper records somewhere. Take them off-site. Don't build federal buildings to store records unless they're permanent presidential records. But for all those other records, turn them over to the private sector and pay for them by the cubic feet, whatever you need. It's a whole lot cheaper.
We're speaking with Jim Williams of Schombach & Williams, and Jim, former federal official of many years standing, including acting administrator of GSA as your last posting. With respect to records management, there's an architecture required. It seems like that's also a CIO function, or at least the CIO should be part of this.
Well, it's really a function that has been moved around. In some places, it's under facilities or real estate. Some places, it's under the CIO, which is probably where it should be because it's about information and data. But you need to put records management much higher on the agenda because if we want to have a government that works well, that is digital, that facilitates better customer service and protects those records, preserves them as they should be, there needs to be a strategy and there needs to be somebody closer to the CIO to say, I'm going to take care of all these records. It's important for our government, and there's not been enough attention paid to it. And most agencies can't and don't pay attention to it and hire the staff. They really ought to take advantage of what, like cyber or like cloud, take advantage of the private sector and leverage their expertise, their facilities, and again, make those records more accessible, more secure, cheaper, and start to lower that footprint.
In some ways, it almost revives the old IRM function, which is a term you don't hear that much anymore, but really it's never gone away, the requirement for what they did.
Couldn't agree more. That's exactly what it does, is start to pay attention to that. And, agencies work who do casework rely on those case files, like you have the A files over at USCIS or, a lot of agencies that do citizen-facing work have files on customers. They need to be able to access those. And there needs to be, as you say, Tom, some type of, call it an IRM or records management strategy, especially managing this transition from paper to electronic and making sure that it's all properly organized so that, again, it's accessible and it survives an audit, that you know where everything is, you know when to dispose of it, and get it out of these high-rent places.
I think Social Security shows what's possible. I just got my yearly statement the other day, a printout, although I haven't set up my Social Security account yet online. But they had very accurate records on my earnings and payments into Medicaid and Medicare back to 1977. And so somehow that got digitized and put into a system that could print it out. So we know it's possible.
Well, and then that's exactly where you should be. And, you have, as you mentioned, files going back to 1977. Sometimes when these agencies are doing work, they do have to reach back and reach
Some
back.
Some people go back to 1937.
Exactly. And, you need to be able to look at these records when you're working on them, and whether you need paper or whether you need it electronically, it has to be accessible when you need it. It has to be protected, it has to be preserved, and it has to be secure.
And agencies have struggled with FOIA, partly because in some cases they don't want to answer FOIA requests, but also there's just the sheer difficulty of sometimes pulling together what needs to be done to answer a FOIA when they want to get a Freedom of Information Act request fulfilled. And so it seems like a fully electronic architecture with findability, searchability, good tagging could really speed up another problem that has been bedeviling every administration since there was FOIA.
That is exactly right. And the word used, findability, I think is also important. I work for over 30 years in government, and I remember the times when you could not find a file. I mean, that's unacceptable, and there are still agencies today. But if you went into a bad file system and then today walked into a modern commercial facility where they meet federal standards, it's just a remarkable difference. And I remember being in a horrible building, the 7th and D building, where I was told to go take care of these old files. I walked in, and clearly it looked like it had rained in there a month ago. There was moldy files, decaying files, and these were government records that we needed to keep. And frankly, I ended up having to throw them out because they were crumbling in my hands or, covered with mold. And so not only having them, expertly cataloged, but having them preserved, too, is important.
I think this famous St. Louis Army fire, that drove a lot of this thinking for many years, but that seems to have been something almost forgotten. But the fire hazard is very real also.
Well, the fire hazard is real, and whether it's a fire hazard, a burst water pipe, something in these old federal buildings you want to get away from. And that St. Louis fire, I know it well because my mother's record as a nurse during World War II was destroyed in that fire, and therefore I had a hard time proving that she was actually a nurse in World War II. So you do want to preserve those files. It's important.
So best advice for the next administration?
The best advice I would say is pay attention to this. While you're coming into government with your higher level management agendas, making a government that is transparent, that does its job effectively, take care of your information. have a strategy for records management, turn to your CIO and say, what is our records management strategy? Who's in charge? Are you going to meet the OMB mandates? Are you looking at moving these records to in a way that saves a ton of money that will make them more secure, better preserved, more accessible? And pay attention to this. There's money to be saved here.